We do have a few prayer concerns this morning. We're asking for prayer for Bob Downing. Julie Gordon is running a little bit late, but her husband Doug is having open heart surgery on Thursday. So we need to keep Doug in our prayers. Someone had also sent a prayer concern up that a close friend of theirs is battling from a tumor and another is on hospice. And then we need to keep Janet Ellis in our prayers. She was supposed to be having surgery on Friday to get a new kidney, and there were some complications. So everything has been put on hold again. And then we also need to pray for Gina Patterson and her family. She's a pharmacist at Sand Lake Pharmacy, and her husband Mike passed away yesterday. So we need to keep them in our prayers. We have a Thanksgiving each day, rain or shine. We need to be thankful. And announcements. The ball team is playing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Countryside. And on September 16th, the church picnic is going to be at June and Ron Potter's house. There will be pulled pork and chicken provided. Everyone's asked to bring a dish to pass, and there will be a hayride.
And as I ask all of you to turn in a card, I forgot to turn in a card. New member class tomorrow morning at 9:30. So if you are not a member of the church, please come here at 9:30. And if anybody just wants to come and sit in, they're more than welcome.
Do we have any birthdays coming up this week? Oh, everybody's pointing at George Ross. I guess you're on the schedule.
George's and Kate is here. I'll share a little bit more, but Kate's going to have a birthday Tuesday.
Okay. All right. George and Kate, we're going to sing. Do we have any anniversaries this week?
Yes.
The Ridleys? 8 years. Good. Okay. If everyone would stand if they're able, we're going to do our praise chorus. They'll know we are Christians.
All right, but you know what, Deb? I'm sorry. I'm going to ad-lib because of our time. We're not quite ready for the radio station, so go ahead and have a seat.
A little exercise first.
I'm thinking, oh, my. Maybe we started a little early. I don't know. But we got quite a few missing this morning. It is summer, isn't it? But I went to Deckerville this morning, so I'm going to add to that list. Let's pray for Deckerville. Fred's not doing real well. You all probably know Fred Walton. We need to pray for him. And just pray that we can get lay servants lined up, because Verge is preaching next week. Thank you, Jesus. Where's Verge? I know he's here. There you go. Thank you. And he signed up for September. I've sent you an email for some of the rest of you. I need lay servants to come help me out at Deckerville. So if you're one of those lay speakers, I really need you to... Not getting my emails.
Are you doing that?
No, I'm not. So here's the deal. So if you are a lay servant, see me. I have a list downstairs with a calendar of dates. And I need to get them filled in, because after next week, we have no one preaching yet. So, and the people that normally do Deckerville weren't there today. So, help me out. So, while we still have a couple minutes, because you know we're live on radio, I'm just going to ramble on a little bit. And I want to welcome my son and his girlfriend, my son Daniel Pointer and his girlfriend Kate Collins. They have come from Indianapolis. They arrived on Thursday, already went to the ball game, Yay. Yay, team. We've had them going here and there. And they're here, I think, till Wednesday. So it's just really a joy. I haven't seen my son in a while. So just wave. Say hi. All right, Cheyenne, is Cherokee coming?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, she's here.
Yeah.
Okay. She's taking stuff downstairs. I'm just checking. I have communion stewards that are helping out this morning, and I was missing one, and I figured this is a good time to just go ahead and ad lib and ask that question. All right. What a joy. We have Lori on the piano today. Tina's on vacation. Let's thank Lori. And is there anything else? We're having potluck after. Food. You know, Methodists, we like to eat. So I hope you brought a dish to pass, but if you didn't, stay anyway, because I'm sure there's lots of food, because we're Methodist. We love to eat. Okay? So stay. While one other thing that I'm it's on my mind, it's going to kind of come up in the sermon, I think, if I repeat myself. Lay servants have a class called Spiritual Gifts. You do not have to be a lay servant that is going to preach and give messages from the pulpit to go to some of these classes. They're continuing education. Spiritual gifts is one of the things that I will be wanting to talk about. And I don't know how many of you have taken, how many of you have taken a spiritual gift inventory before? Anybody? A few of you that know what your gifts are. But it's really nice if we know what the whole church's gifts are. And we're going to talk about that in the sermon this morning. So you may go to this class. I have to tell you, it starts September 23rd. It's free. It's free. And it's at McGregor United Methodist Church. It is so close. You have to take up this opportunity and go. Learn what your spiritual gifts are. And come and be a part of the church so you know where you can serve and how you can serve best. I got to stretch some more is the sign. Deb, I think we talked too fast. All right. How about this? Lori, can you just bring us some music as a prelude for a few minutes? Okay. I've just thrown her in a loop because she's not the normal pianist, so let's listen. Thank you. The guys are still telling me back there. We got 3 or 4 minutes. Yes.
Absolutely. We're going to pray right now, too. Let's pray. Lord God, we know Porcel and Dan have gone through a lot, and we just ask that you bathe them with peace and comfort, and you just shower them with blessings of joy as they celebrate a life. And we just pray that during this time of passing, that as they grieve and mourn, they remember the good things. In the name of Christ, amen. All right, guys, how we doing back there? I've still got time. Wow. All right. Since you guys are all doing these cards, we may have to talk at worship and see if we're going to start a little bit later. But for right now, keep coming at 10:55. You just may not see us up there until a few minutes after. So, absolutely. I'm going to take these so I remember some on the prayer. There were several accidents this weekend, so I know those have occurred as well. So, yes. Vote Tuesday. Vote Tuesday. Yeah. Please vote. All right. You kids are being really good as we wait. God bless you. Yes. All right. I have one more minute. Please sign those pads that are coming around. Isn't this wonderful, though, that we got through joys and concerns and birthdays and anniversaries so quick? Yes. Yes. All right. Not quite. They're shaking their heads at me. I'm just looking at the techies going, tell me when. All right. About a minute. I haven't had this much time to really stall, guys. They'll give us a cue. So as we begin to come to worship, please just prepare your heart that we can be open to where God is leading us today.
Please stand. Finally. Can check, look on the screens or in our Faith We Sing book 22-23, they'll know we are Christians.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray to know you. And we know we are Christians by our love. By our love. We're still growing.
You are the church.
We are the church together.
When we are children, we think only of ourselves. When we mature, we are supposed to put aside childish ways.
We must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head of the church.
There is one God and Father of all people. Come, let us worship together in a spirit of unity.
We're going to do verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2. Be seated, and I'm going to invite the children to come up. Come on up. Join me for a children's message. It's good to see all of you. There you go. You can sit on the floor. Come on up here. Beautiful dresses. Cute shorts. You guys comfy? Come on over. You guys want to come down? Being a little shy. Okay. That's okay. I had someone at Deckerville wouldn't come down either. He was shy. So you doing okay? Yeah, I love your curls. And you got curls too? I'm envious. How are you guys? Good. You guys need to come farther over here. Let me see you. Come on down here so I can see you. There you go. There you go. Well, how many of you go to school? You want to sit up so you're yeah, there you go. You go to school. You go to school. Yeah, you go to school. You go to school?
I got
you. Maybe preschool? Do you go anywhere during the week when school's in? That's okay. How about anybody else? School? Yes? So when you go to school, you learn, right? Your teacher teaches you things like math. Do they teach you about spelling? Hey. They're your teachers. That's pretty. You like them, don't you?
Yeah, but
they're your two teachers?
Yeah.
That's good. You have two teachers. You get twice as much knowledge, right?
Well, I have.
You have two. Okay. We're kind of excited up here, aren't we? Yeah. And you're four? I love it. You know, when kids just take over their children's message, it's fun. All right. So, you go to school and you learn. What else? Math and maybe spelling. Anything else that you learn? Geometry? Wow. All right. That, you're kind of young for that, I thought, but wow. English? Okay. Man, you guys are smart. I love it. Well, what do we do or who do we learn about when we come to church? Anybody know? Who do we learn about? God. Ah, it's a great answer, isn't it? We learn about God. And you know what? Today we're going to talk about God and Jesus Christ. That's his son.
we're going to talk about how we're supposed to live. You know, we go to school and learn education, things that help our mind. And what? I'm not sure what it is, but that's okay. All right. Can I talk now? Oh, you have puppets. Okay. Oh, yes. You learn from puppets. Very good. I got that one. Very good. And so Jesus is going to talk to us today about, actually, Paul's going to tell us about what Jesus said, about how we are to live. Are we to be kind to one another? Are we? Yes, we're to be kind. Do you know what gentle means?
I like Jesus.
You like Jesus. I like Jesus, too. Actually, I love Jesus. Can we say that? I love Jesus. Oh, very well, that wasn't very. Let's try it again. I love Jesus. There you go. So we're going to talk about Jesus loving us and that we're to love others. And gentle, going back to that word, gentle, is being really caring and very kind, but gently, softly, okay? Softly. You don't want to hit her, do you? You want to be gentle with your sister. Because that's your sister, right? Yeah. Are you gentle with others? Yes. Okay, good. So we're going to learn about that today. So before you go downstairs, you're going downstairs this morning with Miss Tammy, correct? Okay. Going downstairs with Miss Tammy today. Let's have a prayer. Can you repeat after me? Yes? All right. Dear God, thank you for showing us the way to live. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so here's your bulletin. Before you go, she's gone. Here, take her bulletin. All right. You guys go downstairs with Miss Tammy. There you go. You want to take one for your brother, too? There you go. Girls, do you want one? Or you guys want one over here? I'll come pass them out. There you go. You bet. All right, make sure we got all the kids. Deb, I think it's your turn.
Our Old Testament reading today is Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit.
Thank you, Deb. May God add the blessing upon that reading of his word. We're going to come to a time of prayer and conclude with the Lord's Prayer. And I just love what she just said in Scripture in verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Let's remember that as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray. O gracious and loving God, we do ask that you do create a spirit in us that either may be renewed or new, that it comes from you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you can show us how we can praise your name every day as we see new creation and we see our children, and even with our softball team winning, that we have joy in our hearts. And Lord, we also have heard the many things and many people that need to be lifted up in our community for those who have lost loved ones. We ask, Lord, that you pray, that you can give peace and comfort, that you can be with those families, that they feel your presence. And we know, Lord, that you are always there. Help us to make sure we open the door to allow you in our lives. We pray for those who are facing surgery, that are having radiation, that have had surgery wait because the transplant wasn't quite ready for that to happen. And to lead the doctors and nurses to help, that all these people will be able to get the surgeries that they need, the transplant. Lord, because this is a matter of life, and we want, and you tell us in our scripture that we should have abundant life filled with joy. And so we ask that you hear our prayers, O Lord, and have mercy on us. Have mercy on your people who are hurting. And as we grow as a church, Lord, we pray for guidance for our leaders, not only in this church, but in our community and throughout the world, that we are truly the body of Christ, as our scripture will tell us this morning. We pray, Lord, not only for our community leaders, the police and firefighters, EMTs, our mayor, but also for those who in the government, such as our president, vice president, and cabinets, that they will turn to you and seek you for guidance and leadership, and they will hear and follow and be faithful and obedient to the United States of America, to give us freedom and to give us peace. Lord, we pray for our men and women who serve our country, that as they fight for that freedom, that they will have a hedge of protection around them, that they will be safe and brought home and restored to full health. Oh, Lord God, we give you our time of worship. We give you our lives today. And we ask, Lord, that you bless it. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, Carol brings us special music. We invite her to come up and sing, and thank you for your beautiful voice.
She hasn't heard me yet. This is the first time. The song that I'm going to sing this morning is Sheltered in the Arms of God. The first time I sang this song, I had never heard it before, but we were attending Countryside Church, and I was the organist. And I had a phone call. They asked me to sing for a young man's funeral. And many of you will remember this. The Gerlach's son worked for Ray Badgero. And they were moving an elevator, and it hit the high wires. And they were both electrocuted. And I said to Marilyn, who called me, I said, I don't know if I can do this. But God is good, and I got through it. But it was very hard because the organ and piano were up on the stage, and the casket was right here. So we'll do the Shelters in the Arms of God. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have
beside me, and I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry. Shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear heaven's portals. Come home, my child. It's the last mile you must run. Then I'll fall asleep and awake in God's new heaven. Sheltered, safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
Thank you, Carol. This morning, our scripture and message comes from Ephesians 4. I'll be reading chapter 1 through 16. Hear these words. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. So what does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking in love, the truth in love, we will grow to become every aspect of the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. We continue here with the book of Ephesians, following what Paul has talked about to his people in his church. If you remember, last week he was praying for his people. And this week he wants to come and talk about the unity in the body of Christ. Now in our worship, call to worship that we had this morning, we talk about I am the church, you are the church. And what does it say? We are the church together. See, the body of Christ is not about a building. It's about the people that are in the building. We are the body of Christ. And I don't believe in this scripture it's meaning the body of Christ of the United Methodist Church. It means all believers as the body of Christ coming together in unity to be under Christ and to be led by Him, to come together in unity and peace. And is that not what we want for the world, is to come together in peace? And it talks here that we have, I don't know if you caught this, there were seven ones. Let me read them to you. There's one body and one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father. Seven ones put together that we all are united together by Jesus Christ through the power of His Holy Spirit. It is not, I don't believe that in heaven there is going to be a division. You are United Methodists and you are Free Methodists and you are Catholics and you are Lutherans, Presbyterians, and all the other denominations or non-denominations. We all have one faith and believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, and one God, Father of all. So we need to be unified together in what unites us. So in this, he's telling us, live a life that is worthy to live so that we can have that unity of peace, that bonding, build one another up. It's a privilege, it's an honor to be called His children. We should be, here's his orders, completely humble, gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love. Now, there's some other characteristics that are in the Bible. If you go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24, you're going to hear the fruits of the Spirit. Joy, peace, patience, all of those. I'm going to have you look it up so that you learn what those are. Galatians 5, 22. 24. So we put those together with what these are as well. We are to be humble. We are to be gentle. We're to be kind, patient. Oh, I get to that one and I kind of go, oops. Anybody else? Yeah. Sometimes it's hard not to keep that patience, but I never pray for patience. I want you to know that. I will not pray for patience because you're always tried. When you pray for patience, can you do it or not? So I don't pray for patience, but I need it so that I can be humble and gentle with all of us together to be the body of Christ. It's what unites us. He leads us, But we have to be willing to follow. We have to focus on God and not ourselves. Because see, as he says in this verse, Jesus Christ descended into the earth. He came as a baby that we celebrate on Christmas morn. And he ascended into heaven after he died on the cross for us, for our sins, to give us hope. Remember that hope? One hope? We have hope because Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. And we're going to celebrate Holy Communion this morning, remembering that he died for us. But he didn't stay in the grave. He rose again. So he ascended to be in heaven, that all of us will have the fullness of him and we can all be blessed in unity together. So here is what Paul is saying. Christ gave us. He gave us each different gifts. Some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers. And there's others that are listed here that aren't listed here but are in our scriptures. Each one of us has a spiritual gift. That's what I was talking about during announcements. If you don't know what your spiritual gift is, how can you follow God and do what he's asking you to do if you don't know where he's calling you and you don't know what that gift is? So it's really important that you take that lay servant class starting September 23rd at McGregor. It's free. Call Bill Burgess. We have the information in the office. Sign up and learn what your spiritual gifts are. Because he's given each one of us gifts that we can help out. I know I've said, I've only been here a few weeks, but I've said in one of those weeks, the pastor doesn't do all the work, right? And you guys are really good. I'm finding that out. Just with the funeral on Friday and all that you do a lot of ministry here. And I'm very, excuse me, grateful and thankful for all that you do. But we want to continue to do ministry and continue to do God's work. The reason, excuse me, Paul is saying to his church, the reason he gives us all of this so that we can focus on being united in church and so that we all have our spiritual gifts is for this reason: to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. He gives us the gifts so that we may be equipped, that we know how to do what he's asked us to do, that we can reach maturity. Now, is he talking about maturity of age? No, he's talking about our faith journey. If we're matured in our faith, that we're all become fullness of Christ. We all have Christ as the center of our life, and we become so full, yet humble and gentle and kind and patient, and we can love one another, but we want to serve Christ because we're filled with Christ's Spirit within us. That we all have one Lord and one faith. The thing is, we need to accept our calling. We need to accept our calling. I ran from mine for many years. God was calling me into ministry, and I said to God, there's no way I can do that. No way, God. I don't know enough. I don't like to stand up in front of people. Wouldn't know that now. But way back, I was like, shaking in my knees. I can't do that. So I volunteered in the church. I did all kinds of things and taught and was on committees and went to meetings. And I thought, okay, God, that is going to satisfy you. Do you think that happened? Not at all. So then I've moved around. We had been born in Georgia, lived in Michigan, went to California, and wanted to come back home to Michigan. So I said to God, all right, God, we'll go anywhere from Florida line to Michigan line except Indiana. Well, you never tell God, ever, because where did he plop us? Indiana, where my kids still are. Indiana. See, I wanted to barter with God. I wanted to come home, but God had a plan. So I went to this church. It was a United Methodist church, and they were looking for somebody for Christian education. Well, I've been teaching. I've been helping out with some youth, and I've been helping out with some children's programs and ministries. And I said, well, I can volunteer for you while you look for somebody, because they were looking for somebody that had, you know, had higher education and a degree in Christian ed. I didn't have any of that. I just volunteered. That was in June. By November, the senior pastor came to me and said, can we just hire you? Sure. All right. I'll satisfy God. Yes. No. God kept knocking. That was in 1992. In 1997, in February, I went to the Emmaus Walk, and God got a hold of me. He's not letting go. I want you to accept your calling. So May of that year, at annual conference, when they call people who have that calling to become a pastor, to come forward, and I did, and here I am 20 years later. Serving God. Sometimes we want to run away. I'm too old for that. I can't do that. I can't speak right. Wasn't that Moses? Have somebody else speak for me? Jonah, the whale, he ran. I don't want to do what you're asking me, God, because I know what you'll do. You'll actually use me, and people will be changed. I don't want to do that, Lord. Have you ever said that to yourself? Some of you are shaking your head. Yes. We all probably do. We run from what God is truly calling us to be. So accept our call, because he will equip us for people to do the works of service, that the body of Christ may be built up, and that we can reach our unity, one faith, one Lord, and mature on our journey. It is a journey. We're all not at the same place. We all don't need to be at the same place. But we're no longer infant, he says here in our word. We don't want to stay infant. We don't want to eat baby food all our life, right? Anybody want to continue eating baby food? I want to go downstairs and have that good potluck. I want to eat the meat, right? Are you with me? Want to eat that meat? It's the same way in our scripture. We want the meat. We want to know what scripture says. And if we're not in this word, then we don't know what it says. So we have to come to church. We need to have a devotional life. We need to have a prayer life. We need to be united in Christ, that we work together to build up this body, that we can build up the body in the community. And so as this time comes in the fall when we do nominations, I'm just going to give it a plug right now. We're going to call some of you. We want you to pray about where you're going to serve. And we want you to say, yes, Lord. But only if God is truly calling you. We don't want you to go where you shouldn't be. I think that's important to say. God is calling everybody. Everybody has a gift. We want to put you and match you up. That's why it's so important for you to know your spiritual gift, that you connect where you need to be connected to. So I'm going to wrap this up. We need to be unified in love and equip one another for the kingdom of God, because God has given us the privilege to do that, and it truly is a gift. But we need to work together. We need to communicate with one another. We need to pray for one another. We need to celebrate with one another. We need to fellowship with one another. That's why it's important, those potlucks. Oh, it's just a potluck. It's fellowship. To get to know each other and know what it is we want for the church. Where is God going to lead us? We need to be in prayer for where God's guiding us, including myself, as well as you. And will we be willing to say yes? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your words through Paul this morning. May we be faithful and obedient servants to you. May we remember that you have called us. May we listen and follow. Be faithful and obedient in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. So we are going to serve communion this morning. And I want you to know that this may be done a little different than what you're normally used to. Okay, so here's how we're going to do it. The communion is always open in the United Methodist Church. It doesn't matter if you're a member here. It doesn't matter if you're a United Methodist. The table is open that we believe Jesus Christ died for our sins and has given us this gift. So it was on the night that Jesus Christ had died that he sat with his disciples before he died. He sat with his disciples and he took the bread from the meal and he said, "This is my body broken for you. And every time you partake of it, remember me." And after the supper was over with the disciples, which was their Passover normal meal, but it was a time that was different. And he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you, for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. And every time you partake of it, remember me. Remember what I have done for you." So today when we come, we'll have two stations. We have bread that the communion servers are going to break off and give to you. That may be a little different. I want you to hear this. It is God's gift being given to you. They will have some sanitizer before they touch the bread. And they are going to rip it off and give it to you. And then you can take the bread. You'll have a big enough piece of bread that you can just tip the juice and not get your fingers in the juice. And we remember Christ, what Christ has done for us. So those serving communion this morning, if you'll come forward. We have two stations. So one of you two take that and one of you guys take that. That's okay. I'll get it. The bread is cut. So be careful. Take a piece. But I'm going to give you sanitizers. Yep. I said that and then I didn't do it, right? There you go. Hand a big enough piece that everybody can receive. I will bring yours. We'll have you guys go this way, you guys go this way. Come, the table is open, and be served. We have received from God his blessing, a gift through Holy Communion. Now may we give back to God all that he's given to us in our morning offering. Would the ushers please come forward? Father God, you gave us your life through Jesus Christ. Now accept our gifts of praise that you have given us much. We give to you all that we have, including our being. Accept these gifts for the kingdom here on earth in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Continue standing for our closing hymn, The Servant Song. Yep, we've got one more on the board. Let's sing. Go ahead. Going to stop there. That verse was perfect with our harmony that we were talking about in the worship. As you go forth, know that you are on a journey. May we all build each other up and be in peace. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.